Chapter 20. Mouth was open, and he was grinning. And yet, though he had just begun to exert his strength, in that moment he wrenched my shoulder, so that I suffered from it for the remainder of my life. And in that moment something happened. There was no warning. A great body smashed down upon the four of us locked together. We were driven violently apart and rolled over and over, and in the suddenness of surprise we released our holds on one another. At the moment of the shock, Big Face screamed terribly. I did not know what had happened, though I smelled tiger, and caught a glimpse of striped fur as I sprang for a tree. It was old Sabretooth. Aroused in his lair by the noise we had made, he had crept upon us unnoticed. The Swift One gained the next tree to mine, and I immediately joined her. I put my arms around her, and held her close to me, while she whimpered and cried softly. From the ground came a snarling and crunching of bones. It was Sabretooth making his supper off of what had been Big Face. From beyond, with inflamed rims and eyes, Red Eye peered down. Here was a monster mightier than he. The Swift One and I turned and went away quietly through the trees toward the cave, while the folk gathered overhead and showered down abuse and twigs and branches upon their ancient enemy. He lashed his tail and snarled, but went on eating. And in such fashion were we saved. It was a mere accident, the sheerest accident. Else would I have died, there in Red Eye's clutch, and there would have been no bridging of time to the tune of a thousand centuries down to a progeny that reads newspapers and rides on electric cars, and that writes narratives of bygone happenings even as this is written. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.